News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. There are fascinating developments in the search for that missing Malaysian Airlines flight. One U.S. Navy search vessel has been redirected to the Indian Ocean. It's an indication that that jet may have been flying for 4 or 5 hours beyond when it dropped off radar. Let's get the latest from Fox News Radio's David Piper.
There were hopes raised earlier when China released satellite photos which indicated they may have found the debris from the plane, but an air and sea search by both Malaysia and Vietnam in that area found nothing. Malaysia's transport minister, Seri Hishan Mudin, says China has told him now the publication of the satellite photos was a mistake. They don't show any debris. The Malaysian authorities have said the plane may have tried to turn back to Malaysia. Now, they have been searching for the aircraft to the seas to the west of Malaysia in case it traveled that far. And now the White House is saying they have new information which suggests they may well have to now search in the Indian Ocean.
There are also reports that one of the working theories is that some of the flight data recording equipment was turned off intentionally, either by the flight crew or perhaps by a passenger on board. They're searching the passenger list to see if anyone had a background in aviation. The Merrill woman accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her fiancé has pled not guilty. She's 33-year-old Jessica Ann Strom. Prosecutor Ralph Utke called one witness during a preliminary hearing, Police Detective Jennifer Holes, who outlined how a former classmate and former love interest met with the suspect at a Warsaw restaurant. And at that time, the murder of her fiancé was allegedly discussed.
She suggested that he go to his office, his home office in Merrill, under the guise of setting up an appointment and walking in and shooting him.
The judge ruled that there is enough evidence to bind Strom over for trial, and bond was not reduced from the current $250,000 cash. Seven people arrested in two drug stings in the Warsaw area. Sheriff's deputies say the drug bust started on a tip that drug activity was taking place at a Schofield motel. Prosecutor Lance Leonard says the search warrants that were executed turned up plenty of evidence.
A significant quantity of methamphetamine was located during the search warrants. In fact, well over 100 grams of methamphetamine.
20-year-old Chelsea Stouter is charged with maintaining a drug trafficking place and bail jumping. 34-year-old David Broly is charged with possessing methamphetamine and controlled substances with intent to deliver. 29-year-old Antron Allen is charged with possessing meth, and 53-year-old Tong Pamoth is charged with maintaining a drug trafficking place. Also charged in the case, 22-year-old Amanda Bartlett with possession, 21-year-old Gabrielle Campo, and 22-year-old Dimitri Walters, both charged with possession of methamphetamine. Four adults and two juveniles arrested for trying to kill someone in Forest County after a search warrant was executed in the town of Wabino. 45-year-old Raymond Jones was arrested. He's facing a first-degree attempted homicide charge. 38-year-old April Jones, 21-year-old Justin Bay, and 18-year-old Samantha McClellan, all charged with actions against juveniles. The police department says they were called to an unidentified wooded area where a male was beaten and then badly injured. The juvenile charges are not being made public. We remember Marv Nellis today, the first news director for WRIG and WDEZ Radio. He's being posthumously inducted to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. His son Paul says that Marv spent 29 years covering the Warsaw area, reporting news and obituaries.
Born in Minnesota, a small town, enlisted in the Army in World War II, never saw action, but when he got out, radio was his thing, radio and television. Knew that's what he wanted to do. He went to a radio technical school in Minneapolis and worked at a variety of stations, including KORN in Mitchell, South Dakota, where he met my mother.
The induction ceremony into the Hall of Fame is coming up this June at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association summer meeting. During his years at WRIG, Nellis interviewed Martin Luther King Jr. and then presidential candidate John F. Kennedy. Now let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Rob Duns.
Conditions looking breezy today with west winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour and daytime highs near 40 degrees. Colder air, though, does work in for this weekend. Lows tonight dropping back near 18 degrees, and on Saturday, highs only topping out at 28 in the afternoon. Though Saturday looks mainly dry, there is the possibility for a stray flurry. More sunshine on Sunday, but with highs only at 20 in the afternoon. A little warmer on Monday, but the possibility for some light snow by Monday night. Time Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns on AM 550, FM 99. 99.9 WSAU.
With a few clouds around this morning, we are off to a mild start. Temperatures are in the 30s across central Wisconsin. If you'd like a forecast right to your cell phone or portable device first thing every morning, text the word weather to 39327. That's from WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.